play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I'm good. It's going to be a long weekend, so that's the blessing.
There we go.
So, Will, will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said, name a famous actor of the past, seven-letter first name, seven-letter last. Remove three consecutive letters from his last name, and the remaining letters in order will be the well-known lead character from a long-running film series. What actor and character are these? Well, the actor is Charlie Chaplin. Take away the PLI and you get Charlie Chan.
A lot of you guys got this because there were over 1,000 correct entries this week. And our winner is Thomas Hirschman of Durham, North Carolina, my hometown. Congratulations, Thomas.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer? You mentioned that you were kind of shocked that you got it.
We were kind of surprised. My wife and I sit around sometimes on Sunday morning and play. I threw out Charlie Chan almost as a joke. And we suddenly realized that was it. And we worked our way backward to Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
All the way back to postcard days to Leon Hansen.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm retired. I was an actor and then a programmer and then a math teacher. But I'm finally taking my rest.
Oh, wow. An actor, a teacher, a programmer. That's a wide range of things.
Yeah. Peripatetic.
Well, I mean, using words like that, it sounds like you're ready to play the puzzle. But I got to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am absolutely ready.
All right. Take it away, Will.
Great. All right, Thomas and Aisha, I'm going to give you some made-up two-word phrases in which each word has five letters. Rearrange the letters in one of these words to complete a familiar two-word phrase, and which word to anagram is for you to discover. For example, if I said apple dicer, you would say apple cider, rearranging the letters of dicer to make cider.
Cool. I can do, yeah.
I like your enthusiasm there. Number one is baker pedal. That's BakerPedal.
Baker pedal. Brake.
You got it. Brake pedal is right. Blank, BLANK, serve, SERVE.
Blank verse.
You got it. Legal, LEGAL, fiber, FIBER.
Brief, legal brief.
Legal brief, good job. Maids, MAIDS, touch, TOUCH.
Who?
Which word do you think you anagram?
Probably maids.
Maids is right.
Oh, Midas touch.
Midas touch, good job. Regal, REGAL, print, PRINT.
Ooh, regal. Oh, large print.
Large print, good job. Dream, DREAM, guard, GUARD. Someone you might see at a bank.
Oh, a guard.
That has a weapon on him.
Yes.
Armed guard.
Armed guard is it. Good job. Dutch, D-U-T-C-H. Tater, T-A-T-E-R.
Maybe Dutch.
If you go out with someone and each of you
Dutch
pay.
Dutch treat.
A Dutch treat is it. Good job. Pearl, P-E-A-R-L. Drive, D-R-I-V-E.
Pearl diver.
Yes. Clean, C-L-E-A-N. Tails, T-A-L-E-S.
Clean slate.
You got it. And here's your last one. Shore, S-H-O-R-E, sense, S-E-N-S-E.
Oh, horse sense.
Horse sense, which is something you have, I would say.
Oh my goodness. You really knocked it out of the park, Thomas. How do you feel?
I feel relieved. I feel I have not made a fool out of myself.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You know, you did a wonderful job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Thomas, what member station do you listen to?
My wife and I are proud sustaining members of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That's Thomas Hirschman of Durham, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was a pleasure in a ball.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Jim Francis of Kirkland, Washington. Think of a famous female singer, 8-letter first name, 4-letter last, the first syllable of her first name, the second syllable of her first name backward, and the last name forward again are all verbs associated with human desire. Who is this singer? So again, a famous female singer, 8-4, the first syllable of her first name, the second syllable of her first name backward, and the last name forward again are all verbs associated with human desire. What singer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.